The thought of self-promotion makes me very anxious, and I'll pretty much find anything to distract me. I will procrastinate with perfection, and like many of my female colleagues and friends, we never really feel like we are enough. Not smart enough, not enough experience, not enough education, just not good enough to take our place at the table and contribute a solution to the problems that directly impact on us. So when my gorgeous and generous friend, who just happens to be the upstream strategist, Natalie Cartwright from Strategic Potential, nominated me for the Oz Mumpreneur Awards in the Women Who Is Changing the World and Women's Champion categories, I was faced with the task of sharing my what and why along with my vision for the future. So that's where I want to start, my vision. It's actually to do myself out of a job in 5 years. By educating and empowering women to take back the control over their own lives, be independent and resilient, whilst finding their own version of happy with the people they love. My what is about helping victims of domestic violence and those misidentified as offenders gather and map the evidence of abuse, take protective measures to prevent violence, and develop knowledge of the process and systems that are weaponized and used to disadvantage and intimidate them. My why? Well, it's pretty deep. And mainly because I have investigated thousands of assaults, domestic abuse cases, and incidents of violence involving families, witnessing firsthand the impact on women, children, and those disempowered by the attitudes of patriarchy in a family. I faced up against angry men, fueled with resentment, triggered by rejection, and willing to engage in violent revenge to process their emotions. I've experienced the weaponization of protective orders and have more often been left wondering who is at fault and what is the source of conflict. So it is the latter of these that has led me to create Australia's first private investigation agency for domestic violence and abuse. I want to help those affected and to those that are abused. My experience has given me an intimate insight into the process, and now I help victims to understand the complexity of our social network and the systems designed to prevent violence and protect them. But what I do know is that the system has been set up to benefit those who work within its framework. Rules, regulations, legislation, and laws. It's the policy and procedures that have been carefully or recklessly, depending on what side you're on, been developed to limit liability and create a process that identifies the risks and holds individuals accountable for their behaviour and choices. But there is a power imbalance in the structure. There is forced compliance in the system and a real focus on facts without regard to the impact. Ultimately, it has been accepted as social conditioning that meets the expectations of the majority and protects the freedoms and rights of the individual. But my deepest why is to give women the confidence to call out disrespectful attitudes, to leave abusive relationships, and use their voice to help others. My journey through the Oz Mumpreneur Awards process really clarified all of the above, and it's given me the opportunity to share it with a wonderful panel of judges who asked thoughtful questions, contributed to the brave conversations, and offered their support to the purpose behind upstream investigations. I was completely blown away by the achievements of the finalists, the calibre of women who appear so confident and assured of their what and why. But this is the I in PIP, imposter. Every day I speak with victims, caseworkers, counsellors, GPs, lawyers, and advocates who share their experiences and confirm what many often feel, including me, that the system is broken. And then I get that question popping into my head, but who am I to do anything about it? Well, my answer today is that I am the one to do something about it. And I say it with a quiver in my voice, wondering if anyone will listen or take my advice, but it is me. And those I've connected with along the way who are all doing their bit to make women and children feel safe, to help men understand how women's safety is different to men's and educate them about the attitudes, behaviours, communication styles and conversations that put women and children at risk. It's all about education and accountability. You see, I've done the work on myself. I've re-identified and re-educated myself in the arts of negotiation, conflict resolution and detachment. And I now lead hard conversations that are uncomfortable and difficult with confidence amongst women who are looking for the roadmap to change. I've stepped into an arena every day and I'm on the ground doing the work, talking directly to those who feel lost, who feel abandoned and overwhelmed. I've immersed myself into the community that helps the victims of abuse, continually learning from a different perspective and reaching out to collaborate in solving the problems and providing the right support at the right time. It takes a team to tackle this problem, and we cannot wait for governments to embed policy into the social fabric that delivers protection that is needed today. If you want to see and make an impact, consider supporting Upstream Investigations and contact us today. But if we can help you, your team, your colleagues, your family, reach out. We are experienced in family violence, investigations, that safety and strategy, conflict resolution, and definitely in answering questions like, should I go or should I stay? You see, we're about providing the information to give you insight and understanding. And we map out the evidence and play out the process while providing you with a broad range of choices, not limited by legislation. We honour your right to freedom and choice, and we empower you to take them.